Why is it so hard to find cute clothes when you're pregnant? Nothing fits quite right, your style's evolving, and spending a ton on clothes you'll only wear for a few months? Yeah, that's a big fat no. That's why I love Armoire. It's a clothing rental service that makes it so much easier to look and feel great through pregnancy, postpartum, and honestly, every phase of womanhood. You take a quick style quiz, build your closet, and get beautiful, high-quality pieces delivered to your door. No laundry, no clutter, just style that keeps up with you. And it's not just for pregnancy. I got the dress I'm wearing to my daughter's high school graduation from Armoire. It's flowy, comfortable, beautiful, and yes, it even has pockets. Plus, Armoire is woman-owned and features women-owned designers, so your closet can reflect your vibe and your values. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. The beauty of motherhood lives right alongside the struggle. You will love your child with every fiber of your being, but that doesn't mean it's always easy. In fact, sometimes it's incredibly difficult. Today, I'm sharing the 10 best and worst things about being a mom, the real, the raw, and the wonderful. And whether you're a first-time mom-to-be, a seasoned mom, or somewhere in between, this one is for you. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, mom of two and practicing board certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hey, real quick, before we get into this episode, my new and improved online birth course, The Birth with Power Pathway, is coming in May. If you want to feel calm, confident, and actually prepared for your hospital birth, this is for you. The best way to be the first to know when it drops, join my email list at drnicolerankins.com/email. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. With Mother's Day coming up, I thought it would be the perfect time to have a real honest conversation about what it's actually like to be a mom. Not just the Instagram highlight reel, but the hard stuff too, because motherhood isn't one-dimensional at all. It's a beautiful mix of joy, challenge, love, and growth, and sometimes all of that at once. So today, I'm walking you through the 10 best and worst things about being a mother from my own perspective and experience. This really ties into what I emphasize in the Birth with Power pathway. Just like birth, motherhood is powerful and complex, and it deserves to be seen and honored in all its messiness and beauty. All right, so we're going to start with the hard stuff because as beautiful as motherhood is, it can also stretch you in ways you never expected. So first up is the constant worry. OMG, the constant worry. It starts in pregnancy, and I'm going to be honest, it really never lets up. For me, it began when I was pregnant with my first daughter. I had a big bleeding episode in my first trimester. Then she was diagnosed with a rare intestinal malformation. She was born prematurely, spent a month in the NICU. I've talked many times about that experience and how it changed me forever. And then with my second, she didn't talk for a while. She ended up needing speech therapy for a bit as a child, even though she was born full term and all of those things. Now, they're both doing incredibly well now. Both of them are a year ahead in school. My oldest is about to graduate from high school with a 4.96 GPA. She's never gotten a B. Her sister is following right in her footsteps. But still, the worry never really goes away, or there's something else to worry about. Like, I may not worry about them academically, but are they safe? Are they okay in school? Do they have friends? What about dating? The worry is always there. Number two, feeling like you're not enough. Okay, listen, I am not the best cook. I am impatient. I am pretty terrible at helping with homework. I feel like a complete failure when it comes to regulating electronics. Did a terrible job at that. And then as they get older and start approaching adulthood, I find myself asking, have I done enough to prepare them for the real world? They've had a fairly sheltered existence, and sometimes I worry if they're truly ready. But here's what I hold on to. They know that I love them and that I will always be here for them in this life and even beyond this life. And also, they see me do hard things. Like, they've seen me build this whole online business and a podcast from scratch with no roadmaps. I've shared with them about the risk that I've taken, the mistakes that I've made, and how I keep going. And that matters too. But still, that guilt creeps in. I am always asking myself, am I doing enough? Have I done enough? Number three is losing pieces of your old self. Motherhood changes you mentally, emotionally, and physically. And after two pregnancies, both of which actually I had extra amniotic fluid, and for both I had two C-sections, my abdominal muscles, of course, will never be the same. And also, don't judge me, but I remember before I had children, I could sit on the couch and watch Law and Order reruns for hours. My favorite was SVU. I could sleep in past 8:30 in the morning. Those days are long, long gone. I can't remember the last time I've slept in really past probably like 8 o'clock, 8:15 if I'm really, really tired. And while I wouldn't trade what I have now for anything in the world, it's okay to grieve who you were before. That doesn't make you selfish. It really just makes you human. Okay, number four, the mental load. Listen, there is always, and I mean always, a to-do list. Doctor's appointments, forms, school emails, birthdays, dinner, snacks, all of the things. Then on top of that, there's a list for your job if you work outside the home. And then let's not forget trying to take care of yourself and your own needs too. Now, I'm incredibly grateful that I have a ton of help from Falcon, my husband, but it's still a lot. Even when you're not actively doing something, your brain is constantly running in the background, trying to keep everything together. And I'm not gonna lie, it's exhausting. Now, what I have learned that the key isn't trying to catch up or stay on top of your to-do list, because you really never do, okay? The key is accepting that you'll actually never fully be caught up and just learn to let that be okay. There's gonna be something that's there. You'll get to it when you get to it, and that is okay. All right, number five of the five worst things. Wait, number five of the 10 best and worst things about being a mother. So number five is society's unrealistic expectations. We know this. There's so much pressure on moms to do all the things and to do it perfectly. To bounce back physically after having a baby, bounce back emotionally, mentally, do those Pinterest level birthday parties. To some degree, it's getting a little bit ridiculous with birthday parties and photo shoots and this, that, and the other. I mean, totally fine if that's what you want to do, but the pressure to do it can be kind of high. You got to be patient. You got to be present. You got to be productive. You got to be polished all at the same blank time, okay? And you gotta do it with a smile. It is really unfair, and to be honest, it's impossible and can feel unrelenting. Social media don't help either. It's easy to fall into that trap of comparing your everyday reality to someone else's curated highlight reel. And Instagram or TikTok is going to show you a lot of those fancy smancy, you know, perfect life kind of things. But we have to stop expecting moms to be superhuman. And more importantly, we have to stop putting that pressure on ourselves. Please show up just as your real self, whatever that is. If your real self is Pinterest level parties and you love that, show up as your real self. If you're like me and you're kind of like just throwing some things together, that is okay too. Whatever you are is more than enough. Hot sleepers, listen up. This one is for you. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their organic mattresses. They're amazing. But did you know that they also make breathable, natural bedding that'll completely upgrade how you sleep this summer? I am talking buttery soft, organic cotton sheets, light as air, silk duvets, and down that's so breathable it feels like you are sleeping under a cloud. And listen, this isn't just about getting cozy. It's about knowing exactly what you're bringing into your home. Avocado uses certified organic and ethically sourced materials, so you're not sleeping in chemicals or mystery fabrics. Just clean, sustainable comfort that actually supports your health and the planet. So if you're swapping sweaters for sandals, it might be time to refresh your bedding too. Sleep cooler, feel better, and rest easier because you deserve that. Head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. All right, so let's switch gears a bit and take a breath because yes, although motherhood can be unbelievably hard, it is also filled with moments that take your breath away in the absolute best way. And it's not one or the other, it's going to be both. And now I want to share the five things that make all the hard stuff worth it. These five things are some of the absolute best parts of being a mother. Number one is the deep, unconditional love. There are truly no words that can fully capture how deep the love will go for your child. It is more than just an emotion. It is a physical sensation, how deeply you love your children. It lives in your chest, your bones, in your breath. It's the kind of love that makes you instantly protective, endlessly forgiving, completely vulnerable, and it's fierce. It can be overwhelming and grounding all at the same time. And this doesn't depend on what your child does or doesn't do. It really, truly just is. And it may happen from the moment that you first lay eyes on your child, or it may take a little bit longer to develop this deeper love. But I promise you, that love will be there and it never ever leaves. Number two, watching a whole new person grow. This might be my favorite. One of the greatest privileges of motherhood and being a mommy, my children call me mommy, is getting a front row seat to someone becoming who they are. You're there for every stage, every shift, every milestone. And what's so fascinating, and I want you to remember this if you have little babies right now, is how certain traits show up so early and they will stay remarkably consistent as they get older. My older daughter, who's now 17, the way she used to melt down at age 2 is the same way she processes big emotions now as a teenager. The core of who she is has not changed. It's just grown up. And my younger daughter has always had a very strong sense of resolve. Once she sets her mind on something, that's it until she decides it's not. When she was about 4 or 5, she would only eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. Like that was it. Months and months went by. peanut butter and jelly every single day. Then one day she just stopped, said, I don't want to eat peanut butter and jelly anymore. I don't like it. And now, of course, years later, she's suddenly eating peanut butter again, and she loves it. That's her now at 15, same as she was when she was little, steady, decisive, totally on her own timeline. I mentioned earlier that she was delayed in talking. Well, it wasn't because she couldn't talk. She just didn't want to talk. She was going to talk when she was ready to talk, and not when we thought she should be talking. So watching them grow doesn't mean watching them change into something else. So much of it is just watching them grow doesn't mean necessarily watching them change into something else. So much of it is watching them unfold more fully into who they have always been. You get to watch their personalities deepen, their little quirks shine, and their essence can often stay remarkably the same. It is really, really fascinating actually to watch, and so special. All right, number three, personal growth that you might not have expected. Motherhood can grow you in ways you never imagined, or sometimes ways you didn't even necessarily want, or ways that can be a bit challenging. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is how to apologize and the power of apology. Having parents apologize to children ain't something I experienced growing up in, you know, my Southern Black household, okay? My parents were lovely, but apologizing wasn't gonna happen. But that's something that I wanted to model for my girls, something that I do model. And I've had to model it because there have been times, not a ton, but more than I'd like, when I've regrettably lost my cool, especially with my older daughter, who has a very strong personality and a very strong mouth. She's going to get that last word in, okay? And there are moments where I didn't respond with the patience or grace that I wish I had. But what I've learned is that it's okay for me to take a break, go back and say, I'm sorry. And I can do that while still holding my role as the parent, someone with more knowledge, more experience, but still honor their perspective and admit when I've messed up. That is not weakness, that is growth. And it's a very powerful thing, actually, to show your children. Okay, number four, the little moments of just pure joy. This is also one of my favorite ones. It's not always the big milestones that leave the biggest imprint. It's gonna be those little moments, the belly laughs over something so completely silly, hugs out of nowhere, quiet talks in the car where they open up, watching your children, if they, you have more than one, when they connect with each other. All of these things can fill your heart in ways you didn't even know were possible. And then one of the wildest joys you will experience is when you see yourself outside of your body. Okay, like your child is gonna say something or move a certain way, and it's like looking in a miniature version of yourself. Now, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, you see your not so great traits too. My oldest has definitely inherited my impatience. We share that together and laugh about it. And my younger one, she's got a bit of my pettiness, I'm not gonna lie. But I love all of it. It's funny. It can be humbling. It's just magical. Truly, truly magical. Those everyday moments, those are the ones that can often end up meaning the absolute most. And then number five, motherhood brings a new kind of community. It connects you to people in a whole new way. And it's not just about finding mom friends. It's about an unspoken bond you'll share with other mothers, that knowing glance from a stranger in the grocery store, if your child is melting down, that's some solidarity there. It's, I see you. And you will come to realize that no matter how different your background or your parenting style, there's a lot of shared understanding of what it means to care for another human being with everything you've got. And when you are able to connect with people, whether in person or even virtually, you're reminded that you don't have to do this alone. And actually, you were never meant to do this alone. So just for some final thoughts, motherhood is absolute power. Being a mom, a mommy, as I am, is one of the most challenging, humbling, soul-stretching things I've done, but it is also the most meaningful. It brings out the best and sometimes the worst in you because you care so deeply. It tests your limits. It expands your heart. Some days you feel like you are crushing it, and other days you're like, I'm hiding in the bathroom because I'm a failure. All of that is okay. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's real. It's complicated. It's beautiful. It's messy. And your experience will be uniquely yours. So this Mother's Day, give yourself grace. Celebrate the parts of you that show up, even when it's hard. Know that you are not alone in the struggle and that the love you give, imperfect and all, is more than enough. You're doing better than you think. You're enough, you're powerful, and you are a great mom. So that's it for this episode. If you found it helpful, share it with a friend because every pregnant woman deserves to feel informed and empowered. Also, subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you love the show, I'd really love you leaving a quick review in Apple Podcasts. It helps more moms to be find birth with power, and it helps them step into birth with confidence just like you. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite thing about being a mom? What are you most looking forward to? What's something you wish more people understood about it? DM me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. Let's celebrate motherhood and all its messy magic. Now, do me one more favor. Come on back next week and remember to trust your power and take charge of your birth.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.